So basically, say how tall you are, and that makes you exempt on that side. So, you know, they can make it taller other places, they'll just simply have to spend more money to do so. So this is not the only place that they could do it and still accomplish trying to give their customers a good overview of coverage. So, you know, in closing here, like I said, would you like me to read which organizations these are from? Because I have from Stockholm, Sweden, from universities there, from different parts of the country, from environmental agencies here. These are letters from, these are current letters within the last 2 years from different doctors to different state and local organizations pleading them not to allow cell towers near schools and in their area. You know, this is extremely close to my family. So if nothing else, I know for my family, we can't live by this. So, can I submit this into evidence, please?
Sure. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
I'll pass that down to Scott.
Anything else?
That's all, sir.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it. Any more in the middle row? Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. We'll get it over to you, though.
That's fine. Hi, my name is Cindy Ferrari. I'm actually the landowner of 148 Meadow Lane, where Mr. Ray is currently leasing. You just heard him say that he will move. It is a direct impact to my monthly mortgage right now. I have spoke with attorneys in other states trying to gather what I could expect here tonight. And what I have been told repeatedly is on the national average, it's a 20% off the top devaluation to my property, period. That's about where they start. Doesn't mean it won't go higher. If these rates that you'll put into place and do the mathematics, you're going from, say, 20 to 35% of a chance of cancer above the normal to 42 to 61%. My husband is a doctor. This was my first and only notice I got. Paul and Christy Roberson live a couple doors down on the right. They happen to live in Cape Girardeau. We happen to be members. I drove 5 hours to be at this meeting tonight. They've never received one. So I don't know what happened, but when you're talking about cell towers and talking about changing people's values of their properties, I think it's worth my taxpayer dollars for you to send that certified so that you know that we all got notified. I would have made this drive earlier if I had known. But I came in today to make sure that you all knew we're against it 100%. The 5G stuff isn't even allowed in Europe, and I understand you probably don't care what's allowed in Europe, but they know that it's unhealthy. Taney County has been a leader for putting people first. It's why we make the money you make here. We're an entertainment industry. I get that we want to be able to provide good cell service. This is residential. This isn't where our customers for the area are. When we bought the home, when we kept the home because we want to retire here, it's not because I want to look out and see an almost 200-foot tower. That's it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. We're over here to the side. Who wants to? Oh, I'm sorry. We got one more? Two more?
Hi, my name is David Jung, and I'm the one that developed the Hidden Meadow subdivision, and I have properties in there. I don't actually live in there, but eventually plan on building. And the company that's doing this, originally when they were contacting people, they contacted me to try to acquire property to do this on. And my opinion, just the wrong place. I'm all for cell service, like Bill and others have said. You know, we all use it every day, and it's just a matter. I think it's not a good place for it. I really think that it will hurt property values. There is the cell tower up on Rosewood off of Reinhardt. That tower is, I think, 300 feet tall. There's only one provider on it now. And when that tower went in, the question was brought up at Planning and Zoning as to whether they could locate it on a different tower to keep from having so many towers in the area. And they came up with documentation that said they needed it. So, but there's still plenty of room on that tower, and I printed off some maps, and the distance from where they're proposing this tower over to that tower is 3,600 feet away. So it's not that far. It's a taller tower. My preference would be to see that equipment get mounted over there rather than in our neighborhood. And when they're showing the pictures of make-believe tower and the trees there, I don't think that really did it justice, because the average tree probably grows maybe 75 feet around our area. My son cuts trees for a living, and I've cut a lot of trees down with him, and you're still talking another 125 feet above that. I've got lots that are right across the street from that. When he was talking about west facing, that's where my lots are, right there. And so anything that gets built there, you're going to walk out the front door and there's this big tower sitting there. I just honestly believe that it's the wrong place. So that's right. My opinion.
Thank you.
You guys like these little maps?
Sure. We'll put them into the record.
Dimensions on it, finish it over.
Okay. Next. Good evening.
Jody Whoopser. Okay, and that first satellite picture that you had up there that showed the pretty much all of Boston Ferry, you can see my house from that picture. 630 Sherry View. Okay. It's one of the first satellite pictures that in the packet. And by the way, I did not find out by mail or any other means except by word of mouth. My neighbor informed me. And this is kind of spur of the moment for me, but I thought it was important enough to come out here and speak with you.
Did you say 630?
630 Sherry View Road. Okay, if you wide out, right there. Okay. All right. That's my house right there where the little green square is. The area behind that is Boston Ferry. It is a state park. Okay, so every day I look out that window. My back window is a big picture window. I look out there and I see a beautiful park. I see deer, an average of 17 deer walk through my backyard. They with turkey and amazing wildlife I have never seen before in my life. I concur with every single speaker who spoke here tonight. I concur with those who are speaking about the health issues. I have done a little bit of research and the little bit of time I had before I came here tonight. That really concerns me. I am a mother of 11 children, and I'm from Panama City, Florida. Okay? A year ago, this month, we moved here. Because our house was hit by a Category 5 hurricane by the name of Michael. And we wandered around in our broken house it was completely devastated and destroyed in filth, in sewer water, in fiberglass insulation, and just mold and you name it. We had to get out of there for health reasons. We have a little, our 16-year-old son has Down syndrome. And for health reasons, we wanted to get him out of there. Okay? It's a long story. We ended up going north to get out of it because there was no place else to stay. Going north, we stopped in Branson, and we looked at that house. And we saw where it was located. We saw the most amazing things. We saw health and nature and an amazing town. That tower, by the way, I don't think Mr. Ray mentioned, if you put that tower up, it's going to go on his front yard. In his front yard, he will be able to see it across the street from him. If it goes up, I will be able to see it from my backyard. I don't know if you know that. That's Boston Ferry. There's not a whole lot of state parks in the middle of Branson. That is right smack dab in the middle of Branson. And that tower is going to affect the view, and I don't know if it affects human brains, human cellular structures. It's most likely going to affect the wildlife as well. I'd really hate to see that go away. But that's not the main concern. Of course, it is for the health and well-being of the people, the citizens of this county, of Branson. My family? Look, I will put up with a little bit of, you know, it's a little inconvenient not getting a really good cell phone signal in my house. But even if it's, you know, if I have to go outside and it's minus degrees, I will go outside rather than want to look at that nasty tower and all the nasty things that it's going to be putting off into the atmosphere. Okay? There are other places. The people here have testified to that. Okay? I don't know the area that well, but surely there are other places you can put that thing. Not in a residential area. Please, the healing and the beauty that we've experienced since moving here is going to be taken away. And I felt I needed to come in here and, you know, tell you that. Please don't put that tower up. For the sake of my family, for the sake of the citizens of this county. Please reconsider this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, could I kind of clear up the 600 feet? Because it seems to be contentious. That's a state statute that we follow, and it's in our current guidance code. If the Planning Commission decided to go farther, they have the ability to change that. But with it being the state statute, which only legislature can change, I mean, we're following what we're guided to follow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, right.
Okay, I think we're done both sections here. We'll head up. Come on up.
All right, I'm trying to get you guys out of here quickly. I appreciate your time. My name is Corey Roebuck. I live at 405 Meadow Lane. If Scott would pull up my address, you'll see that I share a back property line with the proposed site. I think there's been some great arguments for the health effects, and whether you believe them or not, one thing I can tell you, there is a perceived health impact with cell phone towers. Research indicates that over 90% of home buyers and renters are less interested in properties near cell phone towers and would pay less for a property in close vicinity to a cell phone antenna. There have been price drops up to 20% when cell phone towers have been erected and close to homes. Even the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development considers cell phone towers as hazards and nuisances. I'm a licensed real estate broker both in California and in Missouri, and while it's not required in Missouri yet, in California, the California Association of Realtors utilizes a property seller's questionnaire that specifically lists cell phone towers on the disclosure form. The realtor industry has written several articles documenting the property devaluation after communication towers are built near a property. HUD actually requires that certified appraisers to take the presence of nearby cell towers into consideration when determining the value of a single family residence. Survey after survey indicate people do not want to live next to cell phone towers. I actually have 9 different reports that I'd like to submit into evidence.
Thank you.
All of these document the devaluation of properties. The lowest that I could find was 2%. The highest I could find was 20%. By approving the tower, the county would, in essence, be taking money directly out of my pocket. I'd also like to call your attention to a couple items in the Taney County Development Guidance Code that has previously been submitted into evidence. Page 51, Section 2 of Appendix E indicates that the process of application and hearing for special use permits, and I understand this is not a special use, but it's the same as the process used for any other Division 3 permit. Section 2.3 lists the provisions that the Planning Commission shall consider, including point F, the general compatibility with adjacent properties, other properties in the district, and the general safety, health, comfort, and general welfare of the community. I recognize that we don't have zoning in our neighborhood. However, because you've been tasked with considering compatibility, I believe we can use the zoning compatibility in Appendix N on page 89 as a guide. In the list, note item number 5, radio and television studios are only compatible in commercial zones if they do not have a broadcast tower. Therefore, you can assume that this tower would not be compatible in a commercial business, let alone in a residential. Appendix P lists rural residential compatibility uses of which there is no mention of towers. Obviously, the applicant in his application has checked the box that within 600 feet of this property, there is only residential. No other land use would apply in this application. So I hope that I would have established here that a tower is not compatible in our neighborhood. However, I believe we also need to look at the impact on safety, health, comfort, and general welfare. Obviously, people have already spoken to the health aspects of it, but I would like to point out that there is reference in this application to a utility rack. I don't know exactly what a utility rack is, but I know that oftentimes with a cell phone tower, there is a generator. Generators have diesel fuel and sulfuric acid for batteries. Both of these are hazardous materials, which I don't believe belong in a residential neighborhood. Let alone the noise that would be generated with a generator within feet of residences. I have one neighbor that was not able to be present at tonight's hearing. He asked me to read a statement. I apologize. I'm going really fast. Trying